We have Hong on the call, and Suleiman, and Bart, and myself, and we have apologies from Andre Philip. I have no dialogue request from Paulos and Stockholm that normally they normally ask for a dialogue, but they haven't asked today, so I'm not sure they're planning to join. And Victor Abud has not told us whether he's joining either, so and I haven't heard from Dottie either.
Okay. well, thank you, everybody. And first of all, sorry for canceling the meeting last week at the last minute. Unfortunately, I was on travel and my schedule changed at the last minute. I think, Gabby, you had sent a proposed template a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I resent it today. That's the template that would be used for forwarding information to this triage group. I've resent it today, so you can have a look in my emails. It's quite simple. It's just what staff would fill in if, as we see there are requests coming, and then we would forward that to this triage working group, not working group, triage group within the council. So if we could have a look at that. And then we need to start to talk about prioritization models, and Bart has also sent, updated his template about different kind of requests that normally come into the CCNSO. I guess Bart can run through that as well.
Okay.
So if you want to look at the email that I sent out today, let me see. That's the draft template that we suggest that we will use. It's nothing that will, you know, impact the community, because this is just a suggestion what it would look like, what we would have to use for submitting to this triage group. So it's quite simple. It's just a topic. So, for instance, GNSO asks for input on new GTLDs, for instance. Originator would be then GNSO. Summary of requests, that's easy because normally there is already a summary done when such a request comes. When the date received and last day, how much time we have for comments. Then we are about to recommend an action. This is just a recommendation, so it's not a decision. But we can recommend our non-action. This is not relevant, but perhaps the triage working group thinks, no, this is relevant. This should go to the council. So they can always change our recommendation. It's just an initial filtering. Expertise is needed. That would be if we could see, this is rather technical or legal, or if we can do an initial recommendation on that as well. The date just must be submitted to the council. As you remember, the triage group will just have, I think it was 3 working days to decide on yes or no. And then we have this impact on CCNSO and CCTLDs. Yes, this is more high, low, or, you know, this is not related at all. This is just a template, and everything can be changed. All the recommendations in it can be changed from the triage working group. It's just a help for them. This is what we suggested as a...
Yeah, so Gabby, quick question. I think you just answered my question. If, for example, the section that talks about expertise needed, if any, staff is going to put something there, and then the triage group could change it if they feel that there is...
They can review it, yes. To be honest, I'm not sure that it will be this easy for me to, or whoever will fill it in, to decide all the time, but it's a first kind of filtering, and it can always be changed. Can I just ask who joined?
Oh, that's me, Dottie.
Hello, Dottie.
How are you?
I'm fine, Dottie. Thank you. So we have Hong and Suleiman, Bart, Fernando, and Dottie on the call. So Fernando, as I said, this is it's a lightweight first filtering, but the triage working group can, you know, do whatever with it.
Gabby?
Yes, Bart.
So my suggestion would be, say, if we put this in a kind of, say, real document, say, then it's almost like say a kind of say document trail from, say, where staff gets involved, because we will probably be the first one to notice any of these requests. That goes into the triage group, and then it goes into the council, and then you can see, so at the end of the day, the council will have a similar kind of document, but that's been, say, initiated by staff, filtered by the triage group, and it ends on the plate of the council, and say with a recommendation, advice, and then the council will take a decision based on this kind type of document. So that's it's more or less a document trail throughout the process we've designed, as all the study group has designed.
So you're talking about the process, really?
Dottie, we're talking about, say, Gabby just sent out an email. Hello, Dottie.
Hello.
Gabby sent out an email this morning, and this is a summary, say, from, she sent it out a couple of times ago, and this is the basic categories in a template that we will use for the triage group, because that was the final piece missing. We got the process, we got, say, the role and responsibilities of, say, staff, the triage group, and the council. That's all done. The only thing what you want, or what we assumed you want, is a kind of, say, working document template that can be used for, say, staff, the triage group, and the council, so they know what is coming. Just a summary. So you got it's a kind of checklist.
Right. I feel that this whole process of this travel group was not intended to be a charitable thing. It was really intended to be for people who enlarge life, not something that it's turned into by the way that we're dealing with it, which is a way to get people who really want to go to ICANN to get there.
I think you're mixing up the groups. This is the capacity building working group.
Oh, okay. All right. We're not talking about... All right, okay.
We're not talking about travel fund. Now, this is the triage.
I know. I'm in too many groups.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Sorry about that.
So it's about, say, the triage process that we've done at the time to filter out the responses from the community and where the CCNSO needs to act upon.
All right, okay. Sorry about that.
That's a template to close the whole loop on this committee and the process. It's just a documentation. Or did I make stuff too complicated?
So from my perspective, Gabby, thank you for drafting this template. I think it covers the necessary information that the triage and the council would need for future requests that come to us.
What do the other working group members think? Do you think anything is missing? Do you think anything is too much? I can personally feel that I feel a bit scared of the of. I think it can be too much. It can be a bit hard to decide what expertise we needed or the impact, for instance. That's my worry. But I think it probably still should be there, and it can always be corrected. I'm just saying my worries. Does anyone have any other thoughts? thoughts?
To your last comment, Gabby, the impact on the CCNSO or the CCTLDs, could that be just a simple yes or no and then let the triage group further decide?
I think it was meant to be high, low, or middle, something like that. And
okay.
I'm worried that I'm, for instance, because it's, mostly it's me who pick. I'm mostly picking up these things, and I'm worried that maybe I don't have the full picture all the time, and I will, you know, think it's low. Well, it's actually quite high. So that's just my personal feeling. But again, it's not cut in stone. It's up to the triage group to, you know, revise this. Just kind of first thought. Bart, I think you were the one who really wanted this on there, I think.
Yeah, the reason is because that's why I touched the process, how this document will live on. It has to do, say, why impact is so important, is if it's clearly about something which has no impact at all. I agree with you, Gabi, it's sometimes very difficult to see whether there is impact. Say, the obvious cases are there as well, on both and yes and no, is the grey area. But say, you need this type of information to understand, take the next step if you go into prioritization. And somebody needs to start it. And so it's not a matter of, say, that's why it's so good to have both staff, the intermediate small group, and at the end, say, the council itself, and that's why you got the bit about the summary and the originator, etc. And that's why the summary is so important, because then you have an idea of what the topic is about. I won't be too scared about it. Put it this way, it's already an improvement on what we've got today.
Oh, absolutely. I was just saying that's my concern looking at this, but I agree it probably should be there. So, and I know it's not, you know, it's not definite. So even if I would write slow, it doesn't have to, you know, it can be corrected. So I just wanted to know if someone has, you know, feelings like this. What do you feel when you see this template? Is it okay for you? Does it cover everything you think is needed to be covered? Have you missed anything?
Hello. Well, can I have a comment? This is Ho.
Of course.
Oh. I'm completely okay with the template. It is very clear. It is simple. It's easy to use. For the impact, what I guess it's in the discretion of the triage group to decide. For the area of expertise needed, I assume we have the record on the expertise of all the councillors and the CTLD members. Do we have this information?
No, this is... Yeah, sorry, Bart, go ahead.
Daddy.
Go ahead, Bart.
Oh, no. This is more about, say, if you have a request, for instance, on, say, like on the security and stability from the security and stability department in ICANN. So this is just based the expertise needed, if any, to in order to respond, in order to do anything. So for example, the WHOIS affirmation of commitments review, it's very clearly that you don't need, or that you need people who are very knowledgeable about, say, privacy and publication issues, maybe some technical expertise, but you don't need, say, people who are dealing with, customer relations, for example. Maybe you should. But it's just an initial assessment of the type of expertise needed in order to respond. The next question, and I think you're hinting at that one, is the expertise available? And then we go into Yeah, what is the expertise of the council members, etc. This is just the identification of the expertise needed in order to do anything.
Oh, okay, that's very interesting. I guess this is going to be an interesting exercise. For some issue, it will be pretty clear, such as the trademark clearinghouse, the reopening. They would what expertise we needed is kind of a trademark law, and such as for budget 2015, it seems we need expertise as accounting or audit. But it's something like conflict of interest. What is expertise? Is needed?
Give me an
example.
I agree with you, but it's saying if you don't know, you don't know.
Oh, okay.
This is just to assist the triage group and staff to focus their attention and to focus council. If you don't know, you don't know. It's like with the bit what we just discussed, impact on CDCs. If it's not clear, it's not clear. And you just record it that way.
But Bart and Hong, I mean, Hong, you actually raised a thing that we have discussed a little bit before, and that is that I think it was Victor Abbott who raised it, who said that he suggested that the councillors should kind of declare on what kind type of expert group they could be in.
Yep.
So, I think that would be a quite natural development that we ask every councillor, you know, about the background and invite them into expert groups that we also quickly can approach in cases as such. Yep. So that's also something that will be developed.
And if you go into prioritization, say, or in say the second document that Gabi sent out, then this question needs to be answered. Because one of the things is with prioritization, you may need some expertise which is not available that makes it almost impossible to respond.
Okay, I guess it's a good idea. I suggest we not only ask all the councillors to submit their areas of expertise, but also ask the CCTLD context in the membership list to identify the expertise.
And if I recall, this was one of the first part of the work of the study group was in fact dealing with this aspect, that say people should know and declare which part they're interested in. Wasn't that part of the first recommendation?
Yeah, that was part in the, yes, but that was more, there was more dealing with working groups, how to, you know, get people on working groups, that they then declare that. But yes, we were looking into creating kind of pools of expertises in the community. So that will make it easier.
So maybe that's something to do before the Beijing meeting. Is we need to do it anyway to revisit the first set of recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So quick question. Are we saying that we need to ask the expertise, not just of the council members, but also of the CCTLD members prior to the Beijing meeting?
No, we revisit, say, Fernando, as far as I recall from the Prague meeting, the study group submitted its first report, its first set of recommendations. And part of that set of recommendations was to ask the membership which topics they're interested in and / what is their expertise. Now that was just for working groups because the study group focused on working groups and increased the participation in working groups. But you can extend it to say, for instance, if they want to be involved in say, drafting teams for CCNSO statements and the type of expertise they have.
Okay.
So it's just with, say, and I think, as I recall, the council had some questions and asked for some clarification at the prior meeting as well. So that's what we need to, that the study group needs to address anyway. But that's my memory, and I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I agree. That's roughly what I agree to.
So if you look where we are, we can do that between now and easily be between now and the Beijing meeting, because I think we got one of the processes. I think we agreed on, say, my sense is if I listen to all of you, that the study group more or less agrees on the template, and now the next step is going into a model for prioritization that should work for the CC&O Council.
Going back to the template, does anybody else have any additional feedback, or are we all in agreement that this is a good start for a template? I think Hong said that she was okay with the template. Dottie, do you have any feelings on the template?
You know, Fernando, we're not many people on the call this today anyway, so perhaps I'll send out an email and ask people to, you know, confirm or object till, let's say, Wednesday or something, and if they object, then we can revisit it. Otherwise, we consider it being approved.
I was just on mute. I couldn't speak. I think it's fine, the form. But I don't think it should be handed out to the man in the street. I think it should be for really planning purposes.
Okay, so Gabby, I think I agree with your suggestion that we should send it out to the group, and then unless somebody objects, that we consider it approved.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And Bart, I think you mentioned in terms of the next step to focus on the prioritization.
Yeah.
What word did you say?
So the next step for us as a group is to focus on the prioritization process.
Oh, prioritization, okay.
That's when the rubber hits the road.
Bart, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you anticipate with the new regime at ICANN that there is going to be a lot of requests for information and things that really strain our capacity?
I don't know whether it has to do with the new, say, leadership. I think in preparation, just before, say, one of the study group calls, Gabi and I listed the increase of numbers of requests over a year's time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was considerable. I think if you look at it, not just from staff, but also from, say, other SOs and ACs.
Well, the thing is that our group does a much better job with everything, and so they're going to get asked to do it all the time.
Yeah, and that's one. And also, say, the GNSO found a way to solicit input from the CEC community on some of that topic, because the CECs already went through some of these issues that GNSO is addressing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will keep asking, the CC community, not even involving the CC&O, but individual CCTLD managers, whether they want to provide input and feedback to the GNSO community. And because that's very worthwhile for them, very learn, and it's so in that from that perspective, yes, there will be an increase of input from the CDC community as well. So it's so that's the answer to your question. I don't know whether new leadership has a real impact, say they're more transparent, etc. But you could already see an increase in requests for information and response from the CDC community and the CDC in its own. And in the number of public comments. Oh. Does it answer your question?
Yes.
Fernando Gabi, what shall we do next? Shall we go through the tables and start again where we did?
Bart, I think if you could run through your updated sheets about the type of requests that come in.
Framework of activities, etc., because that was, say, one of the starting points after the Prague meeting. So this is the second email Gabi sent around just before the call. And it includes an updated, maybe you recall from one of these, say, from one of the earlier conference calls, when we started to look into the workload, etc., and say what is covered and what isn't covered, that, say, we more or less took a bit of a sidetrack going into this triage working group, or creating this triage, because there was an issue. Can you open the, if you have it in front of you, I can take you through, say, the table that was included, or the two tables that were included in Gabi's email. So it's one document with two tables. And it's called Framework Activities Season is O Version 2.
Yes, I have it on.
Yeah?
I'm looking at it.
All the other people on the call as well?
Well, I have a whole, if she knows what time she sent it, that's the only way I can tell. Mine's all
just
by
an
time.
Hour ago. Yeah.
I mean, I sent it 11 past, well, 12 my time. I'm not sure what that will be if your time, but it's...
No, I have 6:08.
It's called Table Framework CCNSO Activities. That's the subject of the...
Yeah, a little more than an hour ago.
Okay. Is that the one with the agenda?
No, that's for the council.
One
this
report.
It's called Table Framework CCNSO Activities. It was sent just before.
Well, I'll find it. I think I'll be able to understand anyway.
Yeah, it's not very complicated.
Yeah.
It's only because Hong Suleiman, you have it as well?
Yes, I was here.
Oh, you got it?
Oh, yes, I opened it. Very good.
Okay. If everybody has... Now, let me explain what I've done. And you should recognize this because we... Or should say... because a couple of months ago, we sent it around as well. So the first step in phase one, and that's probably what we've done now, is say topic identification. And I think the yellow bit is by accident. Again, you see the originator identified decision timing, etc. And what I've added is a new row called procedure. In order to see whether, and that's just for the study group, and maybe even broader, to if you go for one thing, which procedure applies, and just to check we got all the procedures right. So that's the newly added thing. Now, in the original one, you could see, say, with the identifier, it was, say, CCNSO meetings is very clear. Normally, if you have... The CCNSO face-to-face meetings and an ICANN meeting, there is discussion in the at the CCNSO own meeting on Tuesday or Wednesday. The council picks this up, and then at the council meeting, following the meeting, they will take a decision what to do. So, and that's according to the guidelines of the CCNSO own meeting itself. And I've included the URL. And you could even say the guidelines for the CCNSO meetings apply as well, so I'll include that one. But that's the first row, so that's how it works. Public comment or others, I guess that this should include the triage group, councillors, triage group. It's done, the decision is done on a council email, and there you have the CCNSO statement procedure applies, or a CCNSO working group charter, for example, the SOP, they will pick up something like the strategic and operational planning process. So that's out of, so the council doesn't need to address it. If council needs to take any action, it will come out of the SOP. But that's probably the only example we have in this area. But a triage should be included here as well. So that I will include an example. The second one is a public statement. For example, the Rod Backstrom statement in Nairobi. Again, the chair picks this up following council meeting, and we could even have the triage group in here, but it's not really necessary. And the procedure that applies is the CCNSO statement procedure, and we can go on, and then we at the end, and that were the open stuff, is request for input when it's not really clear who's doing it. And this is where you can see the triage group is coming in, or the triage committee. So it's either the chair or the triage committee. And in the next one, the request from other SOs and ACs as well, and an invite to request for comments from other SOs and ACs. Now, so what you see here now, what I think is, and I need to clean it up probably together with Gabi, is that we now have covered all possible areas where the CCNSO needs to respond. So this is the input side, if you recall it. This is what is coming at the CCNSO and something where the CCNSO itself may even send out a request for comment. Now, the second phase, and this is about the where we're talking about the where the CCNSO, either the council or the chair or whoever, will respond to a request, and this is where prioritization comes in. And this is where the template comes in. And this is where the triage group comes in. So this is all around the council. And this is where you see, and if you recall the, say, the discussion we just had, one of the, and the starting point for say, prioritization and the decision-making is something called very easily, it's called the Eisenhower matrix. Something that's important and urgent, that is where you need to focus. Something that is not important but urgent, that you need to avoid. And something that is not urgent and not important, you don't need to spend time on. So that's the bit and the basic understanding for the prioritization model.
Bart, can I just quickly, just to clarify, this prioritization, that is mainly for the triage working group members, right?
No. This is where the triage working group advice comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see something like, and that's how the template links with this bit. Let me take you to the second table. So, in order to do any prioritization, you need to assess the importance, and I think that's the priority, say that the most important part of it, you need to assess the importance of, say, the request of what the work, say, the work that needs to be done. So if it's a, for example, a very good example at the time was the need for IDN CLD. That is, that was, at the time, was considered to be of a very, very, very important, hence the fast track process as designed. And bypassing all rules, etc., because it was so important and at the same time it was so urgent. So that, this is how it works. So the first step is assess the importance. The second step, and that's a separate one, is assess the urgency. And again, this is based on, and you can see already, these two are in the template. So this is where you can see the triage group, but in a broader perspective, say the council itself, if something comes up, say either the need for a new working group or a cross-constituency working group, etc., you need to assess because this is about balancing the capacity and workload. Second bit is assess the urgency. That is, say something can be so urgent that, for instance, a PDP is not worth doing because that will take ages. And because it's so, and because we're already so close to the deadline that although it's important, say a CCNSO statement is out of order because it takes too long. So then you get into the letter of a chair, informal response, and in some cases, because we've already passed the deadline, we can't respond at all. Now we get into, say, again a bit of the template, is in order to prioritize, you need to know what type of capacity is needed. This is, in fact, say, the number and the expertise of people. Say, take, for example, again, a drafting team. You need to have a chair, and you need to have, for instance, people who have knowledge and understand the clearhouse. No, what was it? The clearhouse, clearinghouse, the trademark clearinghouse. That was a good example. You need people with a legal background, interested, or in fact, an intellectual property background, interested in the trade and clearhouse. That's the capacity needed. And then the question is, how many people do you need? Say, you might need, say, again, take the CCNSO statement as an example. You need some people who are very good at drafting. You need a chair. And you need three or four people who will do, say, who will provide the expertise. That's more or less how a CCNSO statement drafting team works. So that's easy done, assess the capacity needed. Now, going back to, say, the discussion we just had, and then you start to see whether the capacity is available at all. You might do something. You might want to do, say, you might have, you know which capacity is needed, but then you run into the issue, is this, do we have this capacity within the CCNSO? And secondly, are they not tied up in stuff that they should do? Or in other stuff that's very important, either in other working groups, but also, and that's probably far more important, they tied up in their own registry or in their own day-to-day business. Okay? And that's where you where the struggle comes in. So this is all assessment, and this is to determine back the priority and whether we can do it.
But Bart,
yeah?
Is this a checklist that should be filled in by both the one sending the summary to a triage working group, the triage
no,
working
no,
group, and the council?
This is council work. This is really
this is council work. Okay.
If you will do prioritization, this needs to be done by the council.
And will they actually, I mean, I just wonder, is this a checklist that you think they should, I don't know, have physically in mind all the time, or is it just something in the back of their heads that they should keep in mind, or is this something that we should really tick off, you know, in discussions or something?
I think as soon as you want a response, etc., as soon as you want, say, in the future, if you in some cases, if you want to manage capacity, this is what you need to do.
But who will actually hold the pen and ticking it off? Is this going to be during a council call or between the council calls? I'm just thinking practically.
In practical terms, this should be part of, say, in future, this should be part of council meeting. So we holding the pen more or less. But
that will surely mean that we will miss to reply to some things, because even if the triage group says this is, you know, needs a quick response, and there is no council meeting in between.
Yeah, no, but there we have the council calls, and it depends very much if you find people available. And this is just a frame of thinking about it at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do this for all the activities, but, for instance, if you want to create a new working group, this is something that the council need to take into consideration, because as we discussed, and that's why we need to go through this process with the council, if you recall the discussions we had at the Costa Rica meeting, we more or less agreed, or the council agreed, that the CCNSO is at full capacity, which means adding more work doesn't work. You can't do it. It will overstretch everybody, and people will leave. In order to, say, prioritize work, you need to go through these steps, say, with additional work, because that's, say, the first four rows, so assess importance, assess urgency, capacity needed, capacity available, that's one. And then the final question is, and that's the most difficult one, is if you're at full capacity, and say if people think it's urgent, sometimes you do it implicitly, but if you want to do it explicitly, you need to prioritize, is this of a higher priority, for instance, than the PDP, or say than the current work at hand. If it's not, then you put it, then you wait until it's finished. And I think a very good example of, say, this type of priority, comparative priority, is the works done, that the work we're doing right now in, say, with delegation, redelegation, and retirement. It's very clear that that at some time the CCNSO needs to launch a PDP process on retirement of CCTLDs. But at this stage, the whole discussion around delegation, redelegation, and the other PDP and the other working groups has a higher priority. Although it's important, there is no real urgency to deal with, and no capacity to deal with the retirement. So in this way, you determine the priority of, say, something like the PDP, the CCPDP, on the retirement of CCTLD.
Bart, I mean, I agree, and I agree this is important. I'm just thinking of who will actually hold the physical list and, you know, make sure this is followed and ticked off and so on.
At the end of the day, it's probably, if you look at it and the way we do it right now, it will be, say, the chair of the council will be responsible will have the overall responsibility, and I will, say, administer this system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it seems to me that for people who are in a decision-making role, that you know, when you look at the low impact, high impact, and high effort and low effort,
yeah,
that those kind of decisions are made intuitively on the fly.
Yeah.
And I don't think you got to have a check. I don't think you got to assign numerical numbers to them or anything to figure it out. But I mean, as you grow as a decision maker, you see. I can't imagine that people don't just try to go for the one that has the most impact and give it, assign it an urgency.
So I agree with you, Dorothy. The only thing is, and that's where you need it, if you have a whole portfolio of activities, which we currently have,
right,
it's just a comparison tool. If something, because at some time, this goes back to your question, if there is an increase in demand on your capacity, one way or the other, you need to have a full understanding of what you're already doing. But secondly, mm-hmm. is if something new comes up and you're already at full capacity, first of all, will you do it? And then you need to assign intuitively almost a priority. But secondly, and that's far more important, what has a low priority so you can drop it or put it or defer it until later? Because what's happening right now, or at least that's my sense, is either the council or the CCNO doesn't do it because we don't see people interested, that's fine. But, or we just postpone stuff, defer everything. That's fine. And maybe it's not necessary. But this is at least a way of for a council to think about managing the workload.
Right. Yes, and I suppose that there are some young people who don't make decisions. They don't have a history of experience from which they've learned.
Yeah, and Dorothy, and the other thing is, this is not. This is, you don't need to fill it in. It's almost an agenda to discuss around, say, if something comes up and people see it, okay, these are the important aspects from a council perspective to deal with something. And that you have a common framework to talk about stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is sometimes missing.
Right.
So it's not a matter of, say, not turning this into a bureaucratic tool. It's more, and maybe that's the way to present it as well, and that becomes clear right now. It's more a tool to focus the attention and to compare what is, say, if you look at the current work plan and the current workload, how do we fit it in? And what are some criteria that we all agree upon that we need to take into consideration. And this is not an algorithm to deal with it. It's just a focus point or to focus discussion on a topic.
Right.
Hey, Bart, Fernando here. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm misunderstanding, but wouldn't it be the triage group, the one that would be in charge of checking or filling out this phase two chart?
Partly, because at the end of the day, it's a council decision whether or not to initiate anything.
Correct. So the triage group could do the first part and then pass it on to the council, right, for validation?
Yeah. So that's why you see something, say, if you go back to the template that we just discussed, assess importance, that's part of the triage group. But so as we talked about it, the council at the end of the day needs to determine it. The secondly, assess the urgency. If you go back to, say, the template, it's already included there. That's an advised view of the triage group. But this is to focus it. This sets the tone. Assess capacity needed. In fact, that's the expertise. And it depends a bit on the type of response, because that's the top row. It depends a bit on the top row how much people you need, which type of capacity. It's very clear if you don't want to respond at all, you don't need anything. If you want to have a CC&O statement, then you need at least initially, and that's a good working practice by now, you need at least initially six people, four with, say, subject matter expertise, and two drafters to make it work. So and so that's the assessment of the capacity needed. And then the next question is, that's a matter of call for volunteers and even on the council itself, is this capacity available? That's something the triage group can't tell. So it's partly filled in with the template. That makes it easy. And the rest is by the council. Or somebody else, yeah.
Yeah, but to go back to one of Gabby's questions, is there somebody at the council that would be in charge of this?
The chair.
The chair, okay.
Because if you look at the role and responsibility, the core responsibility, say, if you look at the current roles and responsibilities, it is the chair's responsibilities to deal with the workload or the work plan. And this all ultimately will feed into the work plan.
Okay.
Because the work plan is about capacity and is about workload.
Bart, can I just ask you, because I understand that this table, this is based on this Eisenhower matrix, as it's taking up the importance and urgency method. So I understand this is the proposal for a prioritization, basically.
Yeah.
And it's up to the council to really follow it, but I think that both the triage working group and us as staff needs to be aware of it, at least, to keep it in mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the prioritization model, and so basically if we agree on this as well, then we can say that we're through with our work, more or less, and we just need to tie up all the ends, but this is really what was missing.
And I think that's a very good question from Dossie. How you deal with it. This is not a prescriptive model. This is more a frame of thinking about activities. How do you deal and compare the different activities? How do you add activities to the current workload?
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yes. I'm just thinking of the way forward now, Bart, really. So I think that everyone should have a look at this carefully, maybe till next call, and maybe we should, confirm it then perhaps, because we're really not that many people on this call.
Maybe that's an idea, Fernando, Gabi, is that we revisit this one, and now you have a chance to look at it and think it through. Say at the next call, we really discuss it again and see if we can find, if there is consensus among the group that this is the easy way forward, and taking into account all what has been said about the different models, And then based on that one, we start drafting some recommendations around this and the triage group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Bart, one thing that I don't know, at least from my perspective, would be helpful is if we could walk through a couple of examples from the beginning, right?
That's a good thing. Yeah, it's let me fill this in, say, and again, at say, maybe, Gabby, for the next call, maybe we should put up an Adobe room.
Yes, I was actually thinking this as well. I'm thinking the next call, Bart, that would be when, if we're taking it in 2 weeks, that would be when we're in Los Angeles. Is that okay with you? It would be early, I think, 4 o'clock in the morning, our time.
Can we postpone it 1 week?
That would be the 7th of December.
Yeah?
Yeah, would that work for or everyone on this on the call?
It works for me.
Well, I would suggest the 7th of December on the list, email list as well.
Yeah, the reason is not just because it's early, and that's a major reason, but say the week before we'll be tied up in say, Los Angeles, say, Tina, Gabby and myself, say, with we'll be there with all the staff from the policy department. They'll be tied up, and we just would have 1 week to prepare for this.
Yeah, no, the 7th, I think the 7th would be fine, unless anybody else has any objections.
Yes, the 7th would be fine for me.
Hong?
Oh, please send to the email list. I need to double-check my diary, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll send it to the email list anyway. Dottie, do you think you can make the 7th December?
I have a conference, but I'll see if I can join. It's a 12 UTC evening in Beijing, so if it could finish earlier, so I can get it.
Okay, hopefully you can make it. Dottie?
And this would be, Gabby, this would be via Adobe as well, right?
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I will.
Yes, I can make.
Okay, great. So I'll make sure to set up an Adobe room for that next time.
Yeah, I will fill this in with an example, and maybe as a dry run, we could take one of the requests coming, say, one of the live requests, and see what happens. So with the triage, assume we have a triage committee, et cetera, and how this would work.
Yeah, I think that would be very helpful, Bart.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think there's a couple of things, Gabby, that we need to do, and will you help send out the template to the list so that it's approved? Or we get any comments? And
I will send out the date of the next call. I will send out the template and say that it needs to be approved by Wednesday. And I will send out, I will make sure to highlight this priority model that Bart sent out and ask everyone to have a look at it for the next call.
Okay. Great. I think we're running close to, it's already 8 o'clock here, so I think we're over our time limit. But thank you, everybody, and I guess the next call is going to be on December 7th.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.